This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A Delta plane crashes at Toronto's airport, flips upside down, all 80 aboard survive. Toronto Pearson Airport President and CEO Deborah Flint.
First and foremost, there was no loss of life. And this is in due part to our heroic and trained professionals, our first responders at the airport.
The next target for Elon Musk and his Doge team, the Social Security Administration. Sources say the top official at the administration stepping down after a clash with Doge employees who are seeking access to an internal data system which includes sensitive personal information. Brutal, life-threatening cold as a polar vortex descended on the Rockies and the Northern Plains. Wind chills now dropping below 60 below, and that's in parts of North Dakota. Vatican says Pope Francis will stay in the hospital a little while longer and will require more targeted drug treatment. Officials say the 88-year-old Pope suffering from a respiratory tract infection. This is ABC News. The impact of bird flu is forcing more restaurants to pass the cost of growing egg prices to consumers.
Langer's Deli has been an institution here in L.A. since 1947. Now with the growing burden of egg prices, Langer's Deli says it has no choice but to add a 50-cent per egg surcharge onto all orders. At another famous L.A. deli, Cantor's, they've seen their bill for eggs go from paying $5,000 a month to now $23,000 a month for eggs.
Yeah, for pretty much the same product, for the same amount of eggs.
Other restaurants like Waffle House are also now adding egg surcharges to bills. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Uber has filed a lawsuit against DoorDash, accusing the company of uncompetitive practices. The suit filed Friday claims DoorDash threatened to raise fees for restaurants that also use Uber Eats for deliveries. Uber seeks damages and an order requiring DoorDash to change practices. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Dom Salvia Show.
InflationFestival.com. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Now, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home and wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Badgers face the fighting line.
12 degrees below
I'm
zero
Mike
with
Clemens
dangerous wind chills.
Men's college
Tuesday
basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers host
eight.
Illinois tomorrow
Tuesday night
at the Kohl Center.
Below
game
zero.
Time 7:30.
Wisconsin
12, coming off that
upper
big win at number
Thursday
7 ranked Purdue, 94-84 over the
a
weekend.
Cold weather
Marquette
advisory
will be at home tomorrow
until
night.
Noon
they host
Tuesday
Seton Hall.
For wind
NBA,
chills at
the Bucks return to action third tonight
when
they take on the Clippers in Milwaukee. The Badgers men's hockey team in a slump. They lost to number 8 ranked Ohio State in Columbus. 42. Wisconsin has now lost six in a row. Associate head coach Todd Knott asked why the team hasn't been able to score more than two goals a game so far this month.
I wish I had a better answer for you on that one. I don't. Disappointing, especially with us getting good crowd showing up right now. I know our guys are extremely disappointed in the results over the weekend, but when you talk about Ohio State, Penn State, and they had some snarl to them, so give them credit. I thought they played very well.
That's Badgers hockey coach Todd Knott with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Ithaca, and there will
on your entertainment
be no
beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The British Oscars, Weston, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Awards. Members of the Hollywood press say this will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrian Brody for his performance in The Brutalist. Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora. And in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Amelia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory until 10 a.m. Tuesday. Getting overnight, mostly clear skies with lows between 15 and 20 below. Wind chills nearing 30 below. So a northwest breeze. Sunshine at mid-single digits on Tuesday. Currently 13 degrees below zero.
Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Jim Flanagan and veterans advocate and founder of Arizona Warriors, Jason Moon, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
To try to limit the robber baron's income, limits on corporate campaign expenditures to limit their political reach, and independent regulatory agencies to limit their power. The Federal Trade Commission has established an independent agency in 1915 to take on corporate monopolies and reform. And he points out that there are now 19 independent regulatory agencies staffed with experts, but the Supreme Court now has the Supreme Court as of yesterday. Apparently, they're going to have a hearing on this on Wednesday to end the independence of these independent watchdog agencies. Turn them into basically cat's paws for the law. He notes it starts with the office of the Congress. These are the rules that Congress established for them. And Trump
the saying, I don't need those stinking tires. What happens is the history, and it's a history of Franklin Roosevelt. Back in the 1930s, 1935 specifically, Franklin Roosevelt wanted to fire a commissioner called who was the commissioner. Now the law says you can only remove a commissioner for inefficiency and malfeasance. But Roosevelt wanted to get rid of this guy, so he was a right winger, and he wanted a left winger, and he wanted a Roosevelt guy. And the Supreme Court said that's illegal. Fire Mr. Humphreys. Saying, I don't want to vaccinate my kids because of my personal beliefs. That's all it takes. And so 14% of children in Texas are not vaccinated for measles. And measles kills children. I mean, some of us who are old enough to remember measles, it seems like maybe it was milder back then or something. I don't know. I have measles, I have chicken pox, I have mumps, I remember all of them.
Dancing on the river. Sit on the bank, watch the world go by.
Now, measles is actually, there's a bunch of these kids in the past
relief to mine.
They can't
so long,
young
love is short on time. She could be
meanwhile, we've got a honeymoon sweet in a little while.
She was mine.
Watch the planes leave town.
Just walking all over the city.
She always said,
nobody's strong enough to tie her down.
But I wasn't looking for that. Anyhow,
that's when we watched the fireworks.
I knew she'd leave, but I didn't know when. It matters to me now.
And yet, Australia has a problem.
Every time I start to think about it.
Housing challenge from every reasonable, responsible angle. This is all about easing pressure on our housing market at the same time as we're growing more homes. So what specifically we're doing is the outlaw foreign purchasers of residential real estate in Australia.
My mind fails with her.
Including foreign investors, foreign-owned companies, and temporary residents such as international students. It will also target land banking, which is where people buy land. It's going to outlaw that land for investors, forcing foreign investors to purchase land to develop it within a particular fixed time frame. So, interesting stuff. Should we do that here in the United States? I think we should. I've been arguing for this for a long time. It's two of my books. Problem that we're facing.
they're not foreigners, although foreigners can invest in these funds. But that should be outlawed too, in my opinion. And then, of course, you've got particularly Chinese billionaires, but people, you know, wealthy people from all over the world buying residential property in the United States, particularly high-end residential property, as a hedge against inflation, as an investment. You know, Will Rogers was right. You know, he said, my daddy told me, buy land, they ain't making it no more. And it's true. So there's that. My last story for you today, and then I'll pick up your calls, is MAGA's favorite politician in Canada is Pierre Poilievre. Poilievre. And he's the guy who's like the Donald Trump character. He wants to replace Justin Trudeau, who's going to be an election candidate soon. And this is the hard right. And so he's been the guy who has been like, Trump isn't a bad guy. This kind of stuff. But he just changed his tune politically. He said he just went on an all-out attack on Donald Trump with his Canada First speech today. He said, we will bear any burden and pay any price to protect the sovereignty and independence of our country. He said, we are slow to anger and quick to forgive, but never confuse our kindness for weakness. We are mild-mannered and big on steel. And as I said, carry out an unprovoked attack on our economy, and your consumers will pay more, and your workers will pay less. Gas prices will skyrocket.
Attention hunters and outdoor enthusiasts. The Driftless Area Deer Classic is back this Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring your deer head for a chance to win a gun.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
Enter the trail camera.
Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
Enjoy delicious food and drinks while
sharing stories with fellow hunters. The scorching heat wave believed me powerless to cool my soul.
Just $5.
I'll face a hurricane without nets.
Get in free.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Yeah, Johnson, you used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everything a lot more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, our impacted by the things that the Trump administration has carried since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge future without going to be able to save folks money. This is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
And you don't know how beautiful you are.
Tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot, or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Miss your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn Show.
Our pet university professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S.
The energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or eat a pizza, I can still enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you get your money back. Let me get you started with my special discount. I'll get you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, and check out over there.
I'm in love with the guitar and show them some.
When we came out of Jim Crow and got ourselves back on our feet for the most part, to a large extent, and we can go back and find out what was done rather than trying to drill those ways and come and make everything up as we go. And number two is, I was a chief election judge for a couple of decades in New York. And there's something that a lot of people don't know and don't do. When these states additionally dump a bunch of voter registrations and make people vote provisional, voting provisional is a two-step process, and most people don't do the second step. By having you vote provisional, you have to call back in the day after or 2 days after and do what they call curative ballot. So if they knock 100,000 people off the ballot and you don't call back in after you vote provisional,
got a little southern girl in my town, little pickup truck on my highway, got a little boots stomping my wall, little neon light in my Friday, got some Tennessee. Raise a cup of baby with me. I was raised on, girl, raised on. Really got my honky tonk attitude from Joe Dippy. Daddy did too, it's family tradition. When someone cracks it up, you can't hold it on this. My love ringing sounds like George Strait singing. And I gotta give props to the radio, cause if you know me, I was raised on country.
Never make me blue. Love those little things.
640-622-9800-640.
I've got a fever, baby, and it's burning. I'm gonna give you my love.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A Delta plane crashes at Toronto's airport, flips upside down, all 80 aboard survive. Toronto Pearson Airport President and CEO Deborah Flint.
First and foremost, there was no loss of life. And this is in due part to our heroic and trained professionals, our first responders at the airport.
The next target for Elon Musk and his Doge team, the Social Security Administration. Sources say the top official at the administration stepping down after a clash with Doge employees who are seeking access to an internal data system, which includes sensitive personal information. Brutal, life-threatening cold as a polar vortex descended on the Rockies and the northern plains. Wind chills now dropping below 60 below, and that's in parts of North Dakota. Vatican says Pope Francis will stay in the hospital a little while longer and will require more targeted drug treatment. Officials say the 88-year-old Pope suffering from a respiratory tract infection. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. It didn't seem.
Badgers face the Fighting Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Game time 7:30. Wisconsin coming off that big win at number 7th ranked Purdue, 94-84 over the weekend. Marquette will be at home tomorrow night when they host Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks return to action Thursday night. They take on the Clippers in Milwaukee. Badgers men's hockey team in a slump. They lost to number 8th ranked Ohio State in Columbus, 4-2. Wisconsin has now lost 6 in a row. Associate head coach Todd Knott asked why the team hasn't been able to score more than 2 goals a game so far this month.
I wish I had a better answer for you on that one. I don't. And disappointing, especially with us getting good crowds showing up right now. I know our guys are extremely disappointed in the results over the weekend, but when you talk about Ohio State, Penn State, and they had some snarl to them, so give them credit. I thought they played very well.
That's Badgers hockey coach Todd Knott. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory until 10 a.m. Tuesday. In the overnight, mostly clear skies with lows between 15 and 20 below. Wind chills nearing 30 below with a northwest breeze. Sunshine and mid-single digits on Tuesday. Currently 10 degrees below zero.
And by the time the Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. How everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee. The sound of the lawnmower. The sun's warmth on your face. Freedom in yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream you all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you can legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers will be here for a little Tuesday Tangent of Luke. And we'll
will preview Governor Evers' budget address. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Like a raisin, showed my fingers to my daddy while in shape.
He
said, look at my toes, Dad, what's wrong with my skin?
And save up to 40%.
Just go away while I've been normal.
Save up to 40% on everything. There's a CBD Distillery.com.
Well, you picked me up, sent me down on the hemp. Wiped off his face while he kicked me in. It was the first time I'd go this line, said his friend, as he dabbed a little foam on the end of my chin. He said, for a dollar, I was a dealer, be really scared of.
I get it. But Sue, thank you. Andy in Minneapolis. Hey, Andy, what's up?
100.9 WRCA.
Friends of ours, their daughter is a cadet at West Point. And she said that a large portion of the cadets there really don't like.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a crow.
You know.
Ever walked barefoot by a river, felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay, you never fallen in four wheels. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Get your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. Take you up. From the bed of a pickup truck.
So where do you draw the line?
You ever been so in the somebody? Still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield. Marked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Get your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid off.
for him. I get it that the Trump administration probably won't enforce it, but he's got to be feeling it somehow.
Buena Vista Lions clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs benefit pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12.
I'm seeing messages over on Blue Sky this morning from people saying, I'm not going to fly. You know, Trump just attacked the FAA.
Cool Kinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsborough Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th, at the Hillsborough Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsborough Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsborough Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th, at the Hillsborough Auction Yard. More info at Wilkinson Auction.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car donate it one year or more to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free, low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt.
Have saved called the switcher. We're talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove blood service lines, our health department are impacted by the things that the Trump administration has targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. This is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. And sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media apps you? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really a definition of like why love body.
Do all the fatherhoods first. Never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's cold in here, feels like everything's upside down. I can feel you talking, but I can barely make out the sound. I've been kicking around these parts, feels like a year.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Well, I've never felt
it's already. Think it's finally time.
How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Hey,
is that big old world is waiting, and it's mine, all mine. Just then everything got real quiet, got real bright. And a man took my hand and said, don't worry, mom's gonna be all
absolutely excellent.
I have his love is one true motion.
Very specific ideas about
no fear,
I mean,
no pain. I never got to set my wheels in motion. They love me just the same. They didn't even know my name. You love me just the same.
To always have a brand and always have a logo for your brand and have a slogan for your brand. And then you get spokespeople for your brand.
Exactly.
It's
people
gathering
around that.
Yeah. Excellent point. Lewis, thank you so much for that. That was a great contribution to the program. David in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, David, what's up?
Good afternoon. I'd like to know your input on what happened the last 14 months before the election. FAA, these crashes are happening because we have unqualified FAA operators.
That's not true.
She's going.
Yes, it is.
That's absolutely not true.
They hire these people under a 6-month training program.
No, these programs are designed not to elevate unqualified minorities and women, but to prevent unqualified white men from getting the jobs instead.
No,
and with regards to the military payments, David, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about that. Scott in Central Square, New York. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I was curious, has anything like what we're seeing right now happened in modern history in any other country?
Yeah, I think it happened in Hungary, it happened in Russia, it happened in Germany in the 30s, it happened in Italy, it happened in Spain.
So take Hungary and Russia, for example, what is life actually like in those places now?
If you are just doing your job, you know, the biggest argument you can make is that the economy and, you know, life in general, the quality of governmental services is not where it would be if it weren't for oligarchs sucking money out of the economy. Orban and Putin are now multi-billionaires and buddies. But if you, in Russia or Hungary, if you speak out, if you say something to your kids that they repeat, Victor Orban's had people put in jail for things that they posted on Facebook. Putin has people executed for that. There's a substantial middle class in both countries, but they are absolutely not politically active. They cannot pray. And the media in both countries just sings the praises of Orban and Putin all the time. The first thing that both of them did when they decided to go full dictator, you know, Putin in 2001 and Orban in 2010, was start suing the media for libel and defamation to destroy the independent media and then bankrupt the news organizations and independent radio television stations and things like that. Then they had their oligarchs come in and buy them up and basically turn them over to Fox News. So, you know, and they both seized the state instruments, you know, the state, the Hungarian and Russian equivalents of NPR and PBS.
them to engage in their reflections as well. Scott, I got to move on. Thanks for the call. I can, but if you want the details on Hungary in particular, just Google my name and bring your work on. And I've written several pieces over the Hungary Report over the last couple of years detailing granular detail with everything that
watch how he holds
it's really great.
As they dance to the
thanks a lot, Scott. Jim is in Michigan. Hey, Jim, you got a quick repair on 30 seconds.
Trump is doing things in Israel. He's getting things done to Russia, negotiating. You know, Biden went. He went in there. I told my brother-in-law, says he's going to be tested. And sure enough, he got tested.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Jim, thanks for the call.
One drag off a cigarette, now we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage,
just took up a
hallway, famous fools. We were great off the conference, we were in love, in love, and then we were radio junkies, throwback country, sucks for the old school. I'm thinking about those days.
WRCE. Dom Selvia.
Next time on Overtime with Maggie Dunn. Do we really need to know what's going on with avian flu? Also, should pardons of the January 6th rioters apply to murder plots and child porn charges? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Have you tried balancing a dozen eggs and walking in or hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what it takes to walk out. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. No answers yet as to why a Delta Airlines flight out of Minneapolis crash-landed upside down at Toronto Pearson Airport Monday. The airport's fire chief, Todd Aiken.
The runway was dry, and there was no crosswind conditions.
All 76 passengers and four crew managed to get out of the plane alive, at least 19 hospitalized, but all injuries non-life-threatening. A federal judge in Washington denying a request to temporarily bar individuals associated with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive student loan records maintained by the Department of Education. And sources say the top official at the Social Security Administration stepped down after a clash with Musk, and they were seeking the Doge team access to an internal data system which includes sensitive personal information of Americans. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the death toll has risen to 12 after flooding from torrential rains in his state and another powerful storm sweeping across much of the country this week. This is ABC News.
Good news for the people of Earth. An asteroid 7 years away might...